Water wheels in the East are tantalizing evidence of the sophistication of the technology available in the medieval Islamic world. But there are other surviving mechanical devices that are so advanced, scholars were, until recently, unwilling to accept that they were not created from 21st century technology. The machines of the East extended technological advances made over many centuries. In the ancient world, Greek and Roman engineers made enormous progress in mechanical engineering. Inventors like Heron of Alexandria and Philon of Byzantium were major influences on Eastern minds 1,000 years later. Scholars who are now translating Arabic texts are beginning to uncover evidence that shows that we haven't invented modern machines. We've merely rediscovered them. What we are finding out is causing us to rethink the history of mechanical engineering, from the Greeks and before, through to the work of Renaissance inventors like Leonardo da Vinci.
I'm quite convinced that the modern world would have developed in a very, very different way if Islamic civilization had never arisen.
We know that one Islamic inventor in particular would change technology forever. Al-Jazari's final design for a water-lifting device contained an amazing mechanism seen for the very first time in history. Many people think that the double-action suction pump was invented in the 20th century. In fact, it's over 700 years old. Al-Jazari himself looked to his ancestors for inspiration. Ctesibius, working in the city of Alexandria in Egypt about the 3rd century BC, began to formulate the principles of the suction pump. In the Technology Museum at Thessaloniki in Greece, engineers have constructed Ctesibius's pump using antique manuscripts as their guide. Unbelievably, this 2,000-year-old design can still be found in use today in the fields of northern Europe.
Here we have Ctesibius water pump. It's called a two-stroke water pump. It consists of two cylinders, each containing one piston and having at its bottom a valve, a water valve. The pistons are moving by the use of these handles here. As each piston moves upwards, it empties the cylinder from air, and its place, the air's place, is taken by water. The pistons are moving in opposite directions, ensuring that we have a constant flow of water. It was used from the ancient times till nowadays as a water pump, but we can say that it's the ancestor of a two-stroke engine, a motor engine that we use today, because if we replace water with a mixture of gas and air, we have the same principle in operation.
1,000 years later, Al-Jazari would take the essential structure of Ctesibius' design and take it to new heights. While his machine relied upon human muscle to pump water, Al-Jazari applied mechanical knowledge to make a pump that was automatic. This would have a direct influence on the history of engineering, and along with his crank system, would be in general use 500 years before the invention of the steam engine.
Take Jazari's machine number 5. It is actually a double-acting suction pump. It has got two cylinders with pistons reciprocating to the right and to the left.
The pump is driven by a water wheel which propels through a system of gears an oscillating slot rod to which the rods of the two pistons are attached. The pistons work in horizontally opposed cylinders, each provided with valve-operated suction and delivery pipes. The delivery pipes are joined above the center of the machine to form a single outlet into the irrigation system. Al-Jazari's developments in the construction of water-moving machines encouraged other Islamic scientists to refine the technology and construct ever more elaborate devices. While Europe lagged behind in technology during this period, engineering in the East became even more advanced than we had previously thought.
There was a really vibrant tradition of mechanical science in the early Islamic world, in total contrast to Western Europe of the 7th to 9th centuries.
Three brothers born around 800 AD pioneered the techniques of engineering significantly. They were collectively known as the Banu Musa brothers. Inspired by the translations into Arabic of the ancient inventors Philon and Heron, they created an array of machines that advanced the work of their predecessors in many respects.
The science of mechanics
was generally known as the science of tricks. Because what one is doing, one is using mechanical phenomena to actually achieve what could have been impossible to achieve.
The key was the sophisticated application of hydraulic principles. By controlling air and water pressure, the Banu Musa brothers were able to regulate their machines automatically. The precision engineering techniques employed in this trick device would lay down many of the tenets of modern mechanics.
This typical machine is effectively to give you an intermittent spouts of water or a drink. It uses very cleverly two new systems which were introduced in the early 9th century.
The first is a conical ground valve, which is used to regulate the flow of water.
When the water is in the top tank, it will go through a hole in the bottom of the tank, like it is now doing there. In that hole, there is a conical ground valve that if it goes up, it would shut the hole.
The second is a feedback mechanism that controls the timing of the movement of the valve.
Because there is a siphon system in the middle tank, it will suck the water back into a smaller tank below. Now, the third lower tank has a float. If the float goes up, then water will gush out. However, because it goes up, it will push that seating valve because it's connected with the seating valve, and then it will stop the water coming down from the top tank.
This device and others like it demonstrate an advanced knowledge of the functioning of differential pressures. Exactly the same techniques are used today to control mechanisms in everything from washing machines to jet engines.
We have seen an emergence of a civilization which has influenced our present-day civilization enormously in our homes, in our hospitals, in our schools. And then even when we look up the sky, a lot of the stars are still named by Arabic names.
In addition to hydraulics, we have substantial evidence that the peoples of antiquity also knew how to accurately calculate the movements of the Earth, Moon, and planets. This was vital for navigation, religious observances, and the comprehension of the passage of time. One instrument, which first appeared in Hellenistic Greece around the 2nd century BC, reigned supreme for over 1500 years. It is the Starholder, or astrolabe. The Museum of the History of Science in Oxford contains the largest and most important collection of astrolabes in the world. The curator is Dr. Stephen Johnston.
An astrolabe has been called an ancient pocket computer. Its primary use is in telling the time, working with the sun and stars, so it comes from astronomy. It can tell you when the sun rises, when the sun sets, for any day of the year, wherever you happen to be.
The scholars of the East developed and improved the astrolabe's capabilities.
In the 8th, 9th, and 10th centuries in the Eastern world, the instrument was developed, new variants were devised which were more powerful, which could be used not just in one place or a small selection of latitudes in the world, but could be used universally.
The portability and accuracy of the astrolabe made it something like the BlackBerry of its time.
This is the oldest astrolabe in the museum's collection. Dates from the late 9th century, but it's more than just a calculating device. If I turn it round to the back, this is an observing instrument. And if I hold it up, you see how this was used to measure the height of the sun and the stars.
I'd adjust that ruler until I was looking through and seeing the star through the little pinhole sights that there are here.
And when I've done that, I read off from the pointer the degrees. There's a scale of degrees going around the edge. That tells me how high something is in the sky. When I've got that, whether it's the sun or a star, I can get the time.
The inventors of the East had become masters of mechanical engineering. Eastern cities were the powerhouses of technological innovation. Inventors like Al-Jazari focused their attention on even more intricate challenges. Using the knowledge they had amassed, they began to create complex mechanical clocks and amazingly effective machines of war. The inventors and scientists of the Islamic East developed technologies that still exercise a major impact on our lives. greatest of them, Al-Jazari.